All right, you guys, welcome to Hebrew Club, the last installment for winter quarter, right? We are on Amos chapter 6, and yeah, we did finish verse through verse 10. And remember, we finished with that at verse 10, probably as desolate a note as you will see there, in which, people will be wiped out by the judgment, as it says in verse 9, they will die. And then when a relative or someone close to the person comes into the house to lift their bodies up or their bones from the house, he will ask if there's anyone else in the house. And when he gets that answer, office, no one, then he's going to say, hus, be quiet, for one must not invoke the name of the Lord. And of course, the reason is because if you invoke his name, possibly it might be that he'll come back. So again, a very severe note of judgment there. Now notice we have a follow-up on that beginning of verse 11, which is where we're going to start. Ki hine Adonai metzaveh, v'hika habayit hakadol resisim, v'habayit hakaton beki'im. For look, Yahweh... Now notice that this is a PL participle from Tzavah. And in the context, it's like imminent future. So I would translate for look, Yahweh is about to command or is going to command Vehika, and he will strike from Naka, Ahifiel, third masculine singular, and he will strike the house, the great house, Resisim, into fragments, Rasis, Resisim. All right? Vehabait, and the house, the small house, into Ki'im, into bits probably as well as any. So it's parallel to Resi'im. Into bits. Okay? And notice again, you for either one, the last word is from Bakia. So there's no preposition, but they're just joined syntactically onto the rest of the sentence. In Hebrew, you can do that, but in English, we require, the preposition of smite them into pieces or break them into bits or something like that. Okay? Verse 12. Ha yerutzun basela susim, im yacharosh ba bekarim ki hafaktem larosh mishpat upritzedaka lelana. Okay, the hey there is an interrogative hey. And yerutzun, notice it looks weird, but it's from the root roots, to run. And it's a call imperfect. All right, third masculine, plural, they will run. And notice that there's a paragogic nun at the end of it. And that's why, so Yerutzun, that's why it's pointed as it is and looks kind of weird. And so they will run, if it's a question, will they run? Okay, we don't have the subject yet, so it's will they run? Basela, on rock, or on the rock. Susim is the subject, horses. So it's, hey Michael, yeah, 9 verse 12. So, will horses run on rock? Okay, the answer is no. Notice it's a rhetorical question. Horses don't like to run on rock. Or, yacharosh ba bekarim. Or, will one plow, charash. This is a call imperfect, third masculine from charash. So, or, will one plow with bekarim, with oxen, namely on rock? And again, the answer is no. Okay? Ki, certainly, hafaktem, you have turned over, hafak, again, call, perfect, second masculine, plural. But you have hafak, turned over, turn, larosh, into venom, mishpat. So, Rosh Mishpat. So, you have turned justice, Mishpat, into venom. La Rosh, or poison. Upari, and the fruit of righteousness, into La'ana, wormwood. I guess that's wood. Wood filled with worms. And no good wood. Alright? Any questions through verse 12? So again, notice this perversion of justice and judgment, okay? Hasemechim lelodavar, haomrim halo chazkenu lakachnu lanu karnaim. Okay. So the first word is again a question. Okay. So sameach is an adjective. So the rejoicers. All right. Will you rejoice over Lo Davar? Lo Davar is a city kind of near Gilead. Okay. Those who say Halo, is it not by Chosnenu, by our strength, Chosek, by our own strength that Lakachnu, we have taken for ourselves, Karnaim is another city. Notice that there's a play on words with both Lo Davar and Karnaim. So it's something like, O you who rejoice over Lo Davar. Okay, Lo Davar is also no thing, nothing. And those who say, is it not by our strength that we have taken for ourselves, Karnaim is horns. Horns are symbols of power. It's also a city. Hi, Kelly. Okay. So does everybody see that now? So he's addressing these rejoicers and those who are confident that by their own strength they have gotten the prosperity and power that is theirs. Okay, so in verse 14, Ki hinani mekim alikem. For behold, I am about to raise up over you. See, mekim is from kum, a hifil participle. I'm about to raise up over you, O Beit Israel, O house of Israel, Ne'um, says the Lord, the God of hosts, a goy, a nation. Okay? Velakach zu etkem. And they will oppress you. So notice how you have the goy singular with a plural verb. So the collective sometimes comes with plural verbs. Milevo chamat. From to the bow, so bow is the infinitive construct. Here I would just translate from the entrance to Chamat up to Nachal, the river or Wadi Ha'araba of the desert or the Araba Wadi. So basically saying from north to south. Okay, so let me read that again. O you who rejoice over Lo Davar, those who say, is it not by our own strength we have taken for ourselves Karnaim? Look, behold, I'm going to raise up over you, O house of Israel, says the Lord, the God of hosts, a goy, a nation. And they will oppress you from the entrance of Hamat to the Wadi Araba, from north to south, basically. Okay? Any questions before we start chapter 7? All right. Now we start kind of in a totally different place here. Ko hir ani Adonai Yahweh vehine yotzer govai betechilat alot halakesh vehine lekesh achar gizehamelech. Thus, hir ani Adonai, the Lord God showed me from ra'ah hifil, perfect. Third masculine singular plus the suffix. Thus, the Lord God showed me. And look, yotzer. That's a participle from Yatzar to form. And look, he was forming a govai is locusts, a swarm of locusts. So he was forming a govai, the form of locust, betechilat, at the beginning. Techila is a noun, and this is in construct. At the beginning of the alot. Okay, everybody see what this is? This is an infinitive construct from Allah. To go up. Call infinitive construct. So it's very woodenly. He was forming a bunch of locusts. Cloud, a locust govai, whatever. What's a word for the group of locusts? A locust invasion?
Swarm, maybe?
A swarm of locusts. That's it. The German helps me. That's embarrassing, Michael.
It's the same word in German.
The same word in German. Okay, very good. He was forming a swarm of locusts at the beginning of the coming up of the Lachish, of the spring crop. Lachish is the early growth, the spring growth. So he was forming the go-by at the beginning of the coming up of the lakesh, of the spring crop. So notice how alot, the infinitive, has more of a verbal function here. I mean, very more idiomatic. When he was forming the locust swarm when the spring crop was first coming up or something like that. That's how you'd say it more idiomatically. Okay. Vehine, and look, lekesh, the green grass, achar, after the gizeh hamelech, after the cutting of the king's cutting. So this is the only time it refers to, the Bible refers to the king's cutting, so no one's quite sure what it is, but evidently it's when the crop is growing and most fertile, when you don't need the locusts, obviously. Okay? Verse 2, V'haya im kila le'kol et esiv ha'eretz va'omar Adonai Yahweh tzalakna mi yakum Yaakov ki katon hu. Now it happened, V'haya, when kila, to end. So this is a PL form. And the subject is the go-by. All right? So, it happened when the go-by, the locust, had finished le'ekol, eating. See the infinitive construct? How the infinitive construct completes the thought of kila. So we would just translate, it came to pass when the go-by had finished eating. Okay? Et Esav, the shrub of the earth. Va'omar, I said, O Adonai Elohim, Salachna, please forgive. Mi Yakum Yaakov, how can Jacob stand? Yakum. So notice me here doesn't mean who here, but who here, but how here. Okay? How can Jacob stand for katon hu? For it is small. Okay? Nicham Adonai alzot. Notice how Nicham is from, and Yahweh relented. Nacham. Changed his mind concerning zot, this thing. Notice how zot is feminine because it refers back to an action. Lo tihye amar Adonai. It will not happen, says Yahweh, or said Yahweh. Okay? Any questions?
Yahweh and the Kongs and the Niphal. It's a yes. Big blessing.
Oh, yeah. And the Niphal. What's the significance of the Niphal?
Only Yahweh and the Kongs and the Niphal.
Yeah. All right. Ready? Verse 4. Ko hirani Adonai Yahweh vehine ko rei Lari ba'esh Adonai Yahweh. Vatokal et tehom rabba. Va'akla et ha'chelek. Thus, Adonai Yahweh showed me. Here Ani. Here you see it again. See the pattern? And look, Koreh, he was calling for a reeve, contention by fire. Reeve ba'esh. Contention by fire was Adonai Yahweh. So, and look, Adonai Yahweh was calling for a contention by fire. Vatokal, and namely the fire. See the subject, tokal? And it ate at the deep rabbah, the great deep, tehom rabbah. All right? Ve'okla, now notice how he switches from a vav consecutive to a vav plus perfect. So you could translate it the same way, and it ate the chelek, the portion, namely the land, it looks like. But you could also make the case that he's talking about, and it was starting to eat or consume ha-chelek, the land. The chelek means portion, so specifically the portion of the land. All right. Va'omar, and I said, O Adonai Yahweh, chadalna, please, chadal, please stop. Mi Yakum Yaakov, how can Jacob stand ki katon hu, for he is small. Necham Adonai altzot. Yahweh changed his mind over this. Gam hilo tihye. Also, it will not happen. Amar Adonai, says Yahweh. So notice the direct speech starts with the gam hilo tihye. Also, it will not happen. Amar Adonai Yahweh, says Yahweh. Okay? Questions? All right, we will read three more verses here then. And this, because that gets us through the pattern. Ko hirani vehine Adonai nitzav al chomat anach. Then he showed me. Okay, now notice in the previous ones, Adonai Yahweh is the subject. Here he doesn't mention the subject, just because I guess it's understood. He showed me. And look, Adonai was standing, nitzav. This is a nifal. All right, from Yatzav, Yahweh was standing, participle, Yahweh was standing on a chomat anat, on a wall of a plumb line. Most would translate as a straight wall, a plumb line wall. U'beyado, and in his hand was an anak, was a plumb line. Remember, the plumb line is probably the thing with lead at the end of it. You drop it down, there's a wall. Va'omar Adonai Eli, ma'ata ro'e Amos. And Yahweh said to me, what do you see? Ro'eh, notice a participle, O Amos. So again, he's kind of breaking from the pattern here because this is the last one in the series. Because in the other ones, he showed me this, and after seeing it, it just says that Amos spoke. But now here, Yahweh showed him something and then asked him, what do you see, Amos? Va'omar, and I said, an anak, a plumb line. Va'yomer Adonai, and Adonai said, hineni sam anak bekerav ami Yisrael. Look, I am about to sam, that's from seem, another participle, I am about to put an anak, a plumb line, bekerav, in the midst of my people Israel. Lo osif od avor lo, not will I add again. Notice that osif is from Yasaf, to add. And it is always, very frequently there's this idiom with an infinitive construct. And notice the infinitive construct is avor, to pass over. So it's literally, not will I add again to pass over him. But it's better if you translate the infinitive construct as the finite verb. Okay? Not yet again will I pass over it or him, namely either Israel or the punishment that. Okay? Questions? Everybody see that? That makes sense with that idiom? We've seen that before. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, one more verse then. Venashamu bamot yischak u mik deshe Yisrael yecheravu. Bekamti al beit yarav am bekerev. Na shamu is from shamam, to be desolated. And here's the nifal. They will become desolated or destroyed. Namely, the bamot yischak, the high places of Isaac. Bamot yischak will become samam, desolate, nifal. Umik deshe, and the sanctuaries of Israel, yecheravu, will become, again, devastated. From charav, to be devastated, to be dried up, to be desolate, call imperfect. Yecheravu. Okay? Vekamti, and I will raise up from kum, I'm sorry, I will rise up, it's an intransitive because it's call. Perfect first common singing. I will rise up over the house of Jeroboam, Yarav Am, Becharev, with the sword. Okay? With the sword. Becharev. All right, any questions about that section? All right, so after.
Who's the Yarav Am?
Oh, that's Yar Avam Jeroboam over the house of house of Jeroboam. Yes, yes, King Jeroboam. So remember, this is the 8th century, and in the north, when Samaria was very prosperous. Okay, so when we get into, so we actually kind of switch scenes when you get to verse 10. The action kind of switches to a different focus there. So it's a good place for us to stop. We'll take that up after the break. And we can look forward to finishing this book easily before the spring quarter is done. Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, everybody, very much then.